This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Here we go round the horn. Like a double play combination that's been doing it for years, and we say good morning to Chris Canty. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Not as good as Patrick Mahomes is doing this morning, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. I like to hear that.
And how are you guys doing?
Well, that's always the question, isn't it? Like, typically I'll turn to you and it'll be something like, I'm doing well, this happened, things are good. And then I turn to Rick, and honestly, Chris, I don't know where it's going to go. It could be a shopping adventure. It could be something happened in the swimming pool. It could be I was going around town in my mankini. Like, this is the moment of the show that concerns me at the highest level, but I'll do it anyway. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave and Chris. Around the horn, you got McNeil to Cano over the first.
Dom Smith backing it up in center field.
Unbelievable. No, I'm doing good. Just had an intense
somewhere in there.
Intense tea party. Just coming off the heels of an intense tea party.
Now, what makes for an intense tea party?
Full costume. This wasn't just like, let's sit down and, you know, have some tea and some pastries. This was sit down, tea. I got yelled at for being on the cell phone. Had to wear a feather boa hat and the white gloves. Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you go to these tea parties, and this may be a dumb question. There's real tea served at these tea parties.
Real tea, and I was chastised. Yeah, this was real life. I was yelled at by Ella, who's in charge of said tea party. Get off your phone. It's rude. Okay, sorry. Apologize. Okay. I'm trying to do work for the show, and I'm getting yelled at while I'm drinking, sipping on tea with white gloves on.
Ella had every right to yell at you. You're supposed to be present when you sit down for the tea party.
I was trying to be present for the show. I was doing work-related. I mean, this was work-related stuff. I was doing some reading heading into the show. I didn't realize I was going to have a tea party so close to the show, but I feel all caffeinated up. I'm ready to go.
Now, serious question, Rico. Are you a pinky up when you drink your tea kind of guy?
This certain tea, yeah. I mean, with the size of the teacup, I'm almost forced to go pinky up. Uh-huh. I feel bougie when I'm doing it, but I guess in honor of Pat Mahomes, we all be a little bit bougie today. That kind of money? Whew.
Yeah. It's a wealth. Whole lot of money.
That's not whole rich. That's lot of wealthy. Money. That is
you
wealthy.
You know what? There's nothing quite like the feeling of knowing that you got a whole lot of fresh cash coming to you.
I'm back.
There's nothing quite like it.
No, there's nothing like it. I'll tell you what, though. Chris, I'll be honest. We threw this back and forth, and I kept saying they got to get creative, you know, offer him a 10-year deal. We don't know what that number would be. Would he take 10 years? Ends up being a 10-year extension, so it's a 12-year deal. But mm-hmm. I actually, when you look at the breakdown of this deal, especially in the short term, where they're, like, kind of just entering this window with a team that they really like, mm-hmm. this is a really good deal for the Chiefs.
You see how much it adds to the cap this year?
Yeah, $30,000.
$30,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at his cap hits for the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean,
their window to win is now. And, I mean, he got the security he wanted. I think he's probably taken less. Not probably. He's definitely taken less than he could have asked for. I think it's a good deal for both sides.
Well, here's the thing, Rick. I mean, certainly it's a lot of security for Pat Mahomes, right? I don't want to, you know, turn my nose up at a contract that's going to pay you $198 million in an extension, you know, on the current contract that you actually have. So if you actually do the breakdown and you look at it, based on where we were at now, and Pat Mahomes having $27.6 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, when you look at the rest of the deal, once you get to that 2027 calendar year, you realize that something's going to happen there, whether they're going to address the contract, restructure it, or actually just rip it up and do a new one or cut him. It's $60 million in cash flow in 2027. So they're going to do something with that, right? There's no way that he's going to play out this entire 10-year contract extension. But just looking at it early on, man, I mean, a $10 million signing bonus for a 10-year contract extension, to me, that's pretty light. And when you look at the cash flow over the first 3 years, you're talking about $63 million. To me, that's the part that just really doesn't make sense when you talk about somebody that's the best player in the sport. I mean, by comparison, in the first 4 years, Pat Mahomes is going to get $103 million on this contract. Ryan Tannehill just signed a contract for 4 years, $118 million with the Tennessee Titans. And Ryan Tannehill ain't nowhere close to being the kind of quarterback that Pat Mahomes is. So, yeah, Pat Mahomes took a hometown discount, but I guess this is something that still should be celebrated from his point of view, just because when you look at the structure of this deal, it was clear that he was doing the Kansas City Chiefs a solid, And it's also clear that this is where he wants to be for the rest of his career. Otherwise, you don't sign a contract like this. We had a similar conversation when the Dallas Cowboys locked up Tyron Smith on an 8-year, $98 million contract extension relatively early in his career. And we were saying, well, if you're the best left tackle in the game, why would you sign this deal? And, you know, it came down to something as simple as this is where he wanted to be. From a quality of life, from the organization that he played for perspective, that player was comfortable in that situation. And to me, it's evident that Pat Mahomes, by signing this contract, he was comfortable with being with Andy Reid, Clark Hunt, and Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, why would he want to be anywhere else? He's got one of the most innovative, bright offensive minds in all of football, in the history of football. They're a team that looks like they're in a window that they can be competitive if he's at this level for God knows how long. He loves the city. They just won the Super Bowl. I mean, I would think this is exactly where he would want to be for the next God knows how long if I'm Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, it only for me, it solidifies for me what I've thought all along about Pat Mahomes. I mean, there is, everyone loves money and everyone loves security, but I think what Pat Mahomes is focused on, especially after the first 3 years of his career, how much success he's had, is the realization that the money is great and that's good. I mean, security is taken care of. I want to go down as one of the greats. And the only way to do that is to be in a situation where I can excel and win games. And right now he's in the perfect spot to do that. It actually makes me like him more, which is hard to believe.
Yeah, it's a smart deal. It's hard not to like. Honestly, isn't it? Is there anything you can find that you don't like about Pat Mahomes? He's one of the most likable athletes that there is right now.
Currently, no. I mean, that's why he's the face of the NFL right now. Yeah.
It's a good face. You're Roger Goodell. You got to be thrilled that the face of the NFL is going to be locked in there with that offense for a long time.
I mean, it's one of the most, first of all, he's one of the most exciting athletes, period. Forget sport to watch. I mean, he's must-see television. And then on top of it, you have a team that's coming back with 20 of their 22 starters from a Super Bowl team. So they're going to be, ultra competitive. And now you have him over the next couple of years at a number that's doable. I mean, when you look at what his cap hits are, compared to what other quarterbacks are making, and he's the best by far at his position, to the point where, quarterbacks aren't even using him as a comparative. Like Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson would be like, okay, it's good he got paid, but I'm not really in that stratosphere, so let's not worry about that. Like, that's how good he is. I mean, this was him coming to the realization that I love where I'm at, I love my head coach, I love the team around me, and if I want to be in the same conversation when it's all said and done as Tom Brady, as one of the greatest of all time, maybe the greatest of all time, I have to win more Super Bowls.
Yes, I believe that that's probably a part of his mentality. I don't necessarily know if I agree with him having to have this kind of structure on his contract extension in order to accomplish that, though. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with signing a long-term extension to give the organization, the ability to spread out the cap hits in years where they might not have as much salary allocated to other guys on the roster. But if I'm going to commit to you for a dozen years, like Bart Scott says, there needs to be a little more cheese on the taco in terms of upfront money. Like the fact that he's signing his contract with a $10 million signing bonus, how ridiculous is that? Like, to me, that's the part of it like that. That's inexcusable. I guess it makes you say that you like Pat Mahomes more because it's not necessarily all about the money, but it sure as hell doesn't make me feel good about his representation.
Well, it's just the structure, though, Chris. The signing bonuses, I mean, he's getting most of the money's all in roster bonuses.
But that's my point, though, Rick. It's a pay-as-you-go kind of deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you can say it's all in roster bonuses, but the Kansas City Chiefs control that, and they're triggered every single offseason.
Well, it's actually...
You got these roster bonuses of $27 million, $34 million, $34.9 million, so on and so forth. My point is this. Like, the Kansas City Chiefs are in full control of that, and to give up the prime of your career as the best player in the sport, you should have gotten more in return.
There's a certain level of trust, obviously. I mean, very rarely do you have negotiations go this smoothly, where you heard nothing about it, and then both sides come out and they both feel good about it.
Sure.
I mean, you're right. I mean, he could have held, as far as leverage is concerned, he could have held them over the barrel if he wanted to.
My question is, why would you do that if this is where you want to be?
Well, Dave, I just look at the sport and the nature of football. Like, with any game could be your last. Your next hit could be your last. And
sure.
So, yeah, I recognize that all the protections, all the rules in the game are built geared around trying to protect the quarterback. But still, you can't control it. It's football. I mean, you saw the guy get a dislocated kneecap last season. So, I mean, you got to understand, for football players, your career mortality is not – like it is in other sports. And so I just would look at it from the standpoint of, if you're going to commit long term to the organization, there needs to be more of a financial commitment in the way of upfront money. And it's not like the Kansas City Chiefs couldn't have figured out a way to do it. Most teams do. So, I mean, yeah.
He did them a solid. I mean,
he did them a solid is what it comes down to. And from the way I look at it, I don't know that that's necessarily something that he had to do in order for the team to be as competitive as possible.
Because
the general manager and the head coach, they have some responsibility in trying to make this a dynastic run as well. Like, they're responsible for drafting and developing other players to supplement what Pat Mahomes does. So when you look at this contract, this gives them a lot of flexibility, but it also lets them off the hook in terms of having to be accountable and hit on every decision that they make.
Yeah, there's definitely more flexibility. And I mean, he could have, I know initially before the details of the contract that had come out, I mean, there was some speculation that it would be tied to the salary cap. So as the salary cap went up, you know, his deal would go up.
Be a percentage of the cap, right?
Which would make sense. But again, Chris's, you know, initial point, when you look at the deal, I mean, I find it hard to believe that going into 2027, he's 31 years old, they're going to have a cap hit of almost $60 million. Like, they're going to, something will be done. They're not going to go into that season. And the guarantee protections in this deal is that, you know, 2 years early, Kansas City has to decide whether or not they want to pick up his roster bonus. Mm-hmm. So his 2023 salary and roster bonus will be picked up on the third league day of 2021. So that's kind of how it works. That protects Pat Mahomes. And if they don't pick it up, at least he knows going forward that he'll be a free agent.
It's what the Rams kind of did with Todd Gurley and Jared Goff in their contracts. Like, when you have to pick up or decline the option a year ahead of when it's due. But, I mean, to your point, Rick, in 2027, there is a roster bonus of $49.4 million.
Oof.
Yeah, so you know that they're going to do something in that calendar year if they don't address it beforehand.
Oh, so in 2025, that day, the third day of that league year, is circling your calendar. Please let them pick this up.
It's a lot of money. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. Let's hear from Adam Schefter on SportsCenter yesterday, the details of the Pat Mahomes deal.
It is a 10-year extension worth $450 million in the extension. The injury guarantee is $140 million. And so the 10 years and 450 combined with the 2 years he had remaining on the deal at $27.6 million bring the total value of the contract to about $476 million. And the bottom line to this whole contract is it now becomes not just the richest contract in NFL history, but the richest contract in sports history, beating the deal that the Angels gave Mike Trout, again, a 10-year extension worth $450 million, an average of $45 million per year.
I guess the difference, Chris, and you can walk us through this better than most.
No, that's fugazi. I mean, it's not. Mike Trout's guaranteed money.
Right, that's what I was going to say, is that Trout is going to get whatever, $454 million, whatever the number is. So what does Mahomes wind up getting, or we just don't know what he'll wind up getting right now from this deal?
Well, I don't think we know what he'll wind up getting, but barring injury, Mahomes is going to make more money than Mike Trout is making on his contract. Like, this is the floor for Pat Mahomes. Like, we're saying that it's a 10-year extension for $450 million. I mean, that's the floor. We all agree that there's 0% chance of him playing out this entire contract, but when they go to address it, they're probably going to restructure it and throw more money in there, tack on a couple of more years, or they're going to rip it up and just give him a brand-new contract. Either way, it's going to be for a lot more money because we're assuming that the game is going to continue to grow, and with that, the salary cap is going to grow, and what quarterbacks are making at that point in time is going to grow.
Yeah, but the difference being that if Pat Mahomes in a sport that has, I mean, he dislocated his kneecap last season, and he was lucky that wasn't, I mean, career ending. I mean, the reality is he's got a $140 million injury guarantee. So $140, if he gets hurt, he'll be given, you know, he'll make $140 million. If Mike Trout gets hurt, he's going to make all $400 and whatever it is of that deal.
Well, that's why I said barring injury.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, barring injury. I mean, like I said, if he gets hurt, his career is over. He's got whatever, the $140 million, or if it's after the guarantees portion of that runs out, then it's whatever he would have made up until that point. But if Pat Mahomes doesn't get hurt, he's absolutely going to make more money than Mike Trout is on his current contract. Like, on Mike Trout's current contract, where he's making $426.5 million, Pat Mahomes will exceed that number from this point in his career. if he doesn't get hurt, just because of where the quarterback market is going and where the game is going overall.
You know what's scary, though, too? I mean, in saying that, and you realize how young Pat Mahomes is, he's 24 years old, that let's just say they don't do anything to this deal. Well, we know they're going to do something, but they don't. He'll be a free agent at 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with how long quarterback? I mean, that's another bite at the apple as a legit free agent.
Yep.
I mean, that's another, what, four-year deal? Easy?
Yeah, but, I mean, at that point he's made, if like you say, if this deal is good and does go through, he's made $500 million.
Yeah, on top of whatever he's done. So you're talking about close to,
$750 million? $750, $800 million in his career.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
Yeah.
And he deserves every penny, guys. Like, I was sitting there thinking about it last night. He's already got one championship under his belt. If he puts the organization in position to compete for, I don't know, three more of these championships, like, not saying that they got to win them all, but if he puts them in position to win three more Super Bowls, wouldn't it be absolutely worth it to give him this money?
I think it's worth it no matter what, to be honest with you. I mean, he is the best player in football, and I don't even think it's close. If you were starting a team in the NFL, would you have to take more than half a second to determine which guy you would want to start with right now?
No. I don't even hesitate.
It's not even a discussion.
I take Pat Mahomes, and I don't think twice about it, Dave. I mean, you could open this up to the greatest players in NFL history, and you're probably looking at picking Pat Mahomes over everybody else not named Tom Brady. That's where we're at. I mean, he's a special, special talent. The things that this kid is capable of doing,
we've never seen before.
There's no other quarterback that's out there that's doing that, Dave.
We've never seen before the things that he's able to do. He's 24 years old.
Dave, he had what, three double-digit deficits in the playoffs this year and brought his team back from all of them, including a fourth-quarter comeback in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and comfortably won all of them, actually, too.
I think he hasn't had a bad game. I mean, statistically, he hasn't had a bad game yet.
No. So he didn't play year one. Year two, he's an offsides away from, well, let's be honest, maybe winning the Super Bowl. Year three, he wins the Super Bowl. There's nothing more that you could have asked for. Like, we always look back like, oh, Marino's 84 season is unmatched, and he was so great, and he was. But I think what we're dealing with Mahomes right now is also unmatched. I mean, what he's done and what he continues to do, we've never seen before in the NFL.
No, right now he's 1-1. Right now, Pat Mahomes is 1-1. I mean, I do CMT, you know, every day, and trying to put him. I can't even put him on a list. It ruins the CMT because you're going to marry him every single time.
You'd have to.
You have to, and that's what Kansas City just did. They married him. 12-year deal.
Rick, do you remember back in 2017 we were having the conversation when Kansas City went on that 4-game losing streak?
Yep.
I mean, it started November 5th with the Dallas Cowboys. They lost down in Dallas, and then it ended with the Oakland Raiders after the Chiefs had lost to your New York Jets. And we were saying, you know what? Maybe the Chiefs should bench Alex Smith and go with Pat Mahomes. Because of all the things that we were hearing about in practice, Lewis Riddick raving on and on, calling him Ferrari Pat, everybody saying how special he was in terms of the things that he was doing in practice. I mean, the starting defense was talking about how Mahomes was shredding him when he was running the scout team offense. And we were saying, you know what? What do you have to lose? And everybody was saying, well, you can't do that. You're in the middle of a playoff run with Alex Smith, and you can't. Think about how crazy that sounds right now. You can't bench Alex Smith for Pat Mahomes. That's how special Pat Mahomes is. It's unbelievable, man.
Alex Smith
knew. It really is.
Alex Smith knew the second that he saw Pat Mahomes on the field, he's like, you know, this is my last year in Kansas City. I feel comfortable saying this is my last year in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you take a talent like Pat Mahomes and you put him in the perfect situation.
It really
is. With the perfect coach, yep.
Perfect coach, perfect weapons, systems built around him. And I think he realized that. And that's why he gave them, I mean, it's $503 million. It's $500 million. I get it. But, I mean, with the amount of leverage that he has, I mean, he could have got more. And he chose, you know what, I'm gonna give my team some flexibility because I feel like over the next, you know, 3 years or whatever it is, I mean, I can be a part of something special. I can be a part of the next dynasty.
Would you be surprised if they won the next two out of the next three Super Bowls? Would that surprise you at all?
No, it wouldn't surprise me either, Dave.
I mean, is there anything I could say? Like, if I told you they won six out of the next eight? Like when you have a quarterback of that level, nothing is surprising.
Here's the crazy thing, Dave. I think in terms of the teams in the conference, there's only one other team whose roster top to bottom is comparable to where Kansas City is at with Pat Mahomes.
Conference is loaded, though, can't he?
Would you stop it?
AFC's loaded.
AFC's loaded? Got it.
This is
but you
the
guys know what I mean. Like it's Baltimore as their primary competition to get out of the conference and go to the Super Bowl, kind of like it was with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, Colts versus Patriots.
Yeah.
Like it's setting up to be that for the next decade in the AFC. And would you bet against Pat Mahomes in that scenario?
No.
I wouldn't. I don't feel comfortable doing that. And I love Baltimore. So listen, man, Pat Mahomes is special. We knew the contract was going to be massive. We knew the ballpark, right? We knew it was going to be north of $40 million a year. I didn't realize he was going to push it to $45 million a year in new money average. But, I mean, listen, he blew the quarterback market out of the water. I mean, because
but
he's
shouldn't
the best.
He?
Of course he is. Yeah. I mean, Dave, he's the best quarterback, and there's really nobody that's close. I mean, Russell Wilson is number two, but, I mean, there's nobody that would take Russell Wilson over Pat Mahomes right now today. Like maybe Pete Carroll would say that publicly, but there's nobody that would really be willing to start a team, and they're going to say, "I'm going to go with Russell Wilson over Pat Mahomes."
No. If I give you two picks, if I said you can have Pat Mahomes or you can have two selections, any two players in the NFL, where would you go? I think you'd still go Mahomes. No,
it would be close, Dave. I mean, it would be close. But here's the thing: Pat Mahomes is that special, man. He makes everybody on the field better. His ability to be able to escape pressure, to extend the down, and then his arm talent, where he can challenge every level of the defense, no matter where he's at on the field. Dave, he can roll out to his right and throw the ball all the way across the field, 50 yards down to the left, and still hit that receiver. He's done that before. We've seen this guy do that. We saw him on a Monday night game. He was being chased out of the pocket, rolling left by the Denver Broncos, and he threw the ball left-handed for a completion. Like, who's doing that? Nobody is doing that.
And you're never out of a game.
I've never
seen a quarterback at a team get a deficit of no matter what it is and always think, well, you know what? I wouldn't celebrate if I was the other team because you're never out of a game with him.
But here's the crazy thing, Dave. Like, Pat Mahomes will roll out, throw across his body, and for most quarterbacks, we call those poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a coach, you can't say that's a poor decision. You can't say that there's a throw on the football field that he can't make because that's just not true.
Where did he go, 10th?
He went 10th overall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yesterday was a great day for Pat Mahomes, but how bad a day was it for Ryan Pace and Mitch Trubisky?
No.
The fact that the Bears traded up from 3-2 with Mahomes and Watson on the board, and they took Mitch Trubisky.
That's awful.
Some things were just meant to happen for a reason. I mean, for some reason, Pat Mahomes was meant to be drafted by Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good
to get
football,
the best
I'll
out of it. It's great for him. It's great for football. But, I mean, that's just sometimes it just works out that way. Like, who's to say, I mean, as talented as he is, you know, he gets put in a bad spot with a bad GM and then, you know, a bad head coach. He could be good. He could be great. But he's not going to be, I mean, who knows if he's in the same conversation as going down maybe, I mean, if this continues, one of the greatest of all time.
Serious question.
You're right. You can't say that. You just don't know. I mean, that's hypothetical. We'll never be able to prove it. But the one thing I will say about that situation in particular, Matt Nagy was the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
That would have made a difference.
Matt Nagy was the understudy for Andy Reid. So it's a comparable system. And we've seen Pat Mahomes in that same system. So it's just kind of like, even though he might not be a 50 touchdown to 12 interception quarterback, is it outside of the realm of possibility that he'd be a guy that throws, you know, 37, 38 touchdowns every single year? You know, all I'm saying is this. He went to the perfect situation where he could sit, where he could learn behind a solid veteran quarterback, not just in terms of how to handle yourself in the locker room, but also how to break down film, how to study the game. And then they allowed him the opportunity with a really quality team that came off of a playoff appearance. They gave him the keys to the car, and he ran with it. So, great situation for him.
Yep.
All I'm saying is when you look at Pat Mahomes, the talent, I feel like this is a guy that is exceptional. Like, there are certain guys that are system guys, and there are certain guys that will make it work no matter what system they're in. I feel like Pat Mahomes is the latter.
I would tend to agree with that. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Ira, lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, boys. What's happening? So I guess Patrick Mahomes is not going to be worried about the second stimulus package, I would assume.
He is the stimulus package, all right.
That deal stimulates my package, I can tell you that.
Listen, very well deserved. And Rick, you're right. He got drafted by the right team and the right coach, the right system. But just think of it. Just think of this. And it's the what-if game. And we drafted Hackenberg. I do believe that if they didn't draft Hackenberg, the Jets would have taken a quarterback the year that Mahomes came out. So just think, instead of Jamal Adams, the Jets had Patrick Mahomes. Once again, I don't know how we would have worked out in New York because of the system and coaching staff that are here. But good for Mahomes. But now the big question is, do the Chiefs become the Seattle Seahawks because they can't afford to pay players going forward? That's the big question.
Yeah, but they can though, Ira. They're going to be able to. Yeah. I mean, look at the next 3 years of his deal. They can afford. I mean, that's what this deal did. Not to a certain degree, it did. No, not to a certain degree, it did. His cap hit over the next couple of years is, I mean, to say reasonable is an understatement. It's $5 million this year, $25 the next year, and $31 the year after.
Okay, but then after that, so basically they're giving you a 3-year window, so they have to win 2 Super Bowls. But after 3, you know, like 5 years from now, you know, if he's still playing at the same level, they're going to have an issue putting pieces around him.
No, they won't. Ira, they won't. Because guess what they can do? Restructure his deal and spread out the cap hit over the remaining 6 or 7 years of the contract.
Well, then, you know what? Brilliant GM who did that job. And cap guy and GM, they did a fabulous job, if that's the case.
Oh, no question. No question. Brett Veach did an amazing job in structuring this deal. I'm surprised that Pat Mahomes and Lee Steinberg accepted this deal. But the fact that they accepted it lets me know that this is where he wanted to be. And he didn't want to haggle over a few dollars or more cash flow in the earlier years of the contract. That wasn't what his priority was.
And thanks for the call, Ira. I think that goes without saying. This is where he wanted to be. This is the perfect marriage.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, but again, too, you're 100% right. And it's also both sides realizing that nothing in the NFL is certain. There's no certainty in football. All you know is, you know, you focus on this year. And right now, over the next couple of years, not just this year, this is their opportunity to create a dynasty now. Like with how they're built now, with the talent around Pat Mahomes, this team is now built, when you look at the landscape of the NFL, to win multiple Super Bowls. The dynasty's not going to last. I mean, don't let the Patriots confuse you. I mean, the fact that they went to 9 Super Bowls, that's not normally how things work.
Not normally.
And even then, what they did, it was like 2 separate dynasties. So, I mean, ride this thing out now. Give yourself the opportunity to have as many pieces around you now. And then, you know, hopefully win a couple Super Bowls. And then maybe there's a couple years where you're not, you know, winning Super Bowls. And then, you know, find a way to get back to it. But it's not going to be, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the next 12 straight years. It's not going to happen.
You wouldn't think so. So if I offered you right now, you're a Chiefs fan. I offer you right now. I say at the end of the Pat Mahomes career, he's going to have won 3 Super Bowls. Would you take it?
Yes.
3.
Yeah.
Chris, would you take it?
Yeah, I feel comfortable saying that. If he doesn't get hurt, he'll win 3 Super Bowls, yes.
No, but would you, being a Chiefs fan, as a Chiefs fan, you'd take 3. You wouldn't say, I want more than 3. You'd say, yes, give me 3.
No, I think that'd be fair. Like, if he gives you 3 championships, I mean, Dave, this is their first championship since when?
50 years.
Exactly. So, I mean, since the first Super Bowl. So, I mean, I look at this and say, yeah, this is setting up for Pat Mahomes to have multiple cracks at competing at the highest level and getting his team to the big game. And you know what? Based on his commitment to the organization and them signing a 10-year contract extension, who's to say that you won't start seeing veteran players decide to come play in Kansas City to have an opportunity to compete for a championship?
Don't you expect that to happen?
I'm sure.
If you're end of the road, have a little bit left, can provide, you know, edge rusher or you know, whatever for them. Wouldn't you want? Isn't that exactly where you'd want to go?
Well, Dave, didn't that happen with Terrell Suggs last year?
Yeah,
my former teammate. I mean, Arizona did him a solid; they cut him, they let him catch on with Kansas City, and guess what? He was able to get another ring. So, yeah, there are going to be veteran players that are going to decide to come to Kansas City on the cheap just because they have Pat Mahomes, and when you have him, you've always got a shot. Because to your earlier point, no lead is insurmountable for that offense when he's the trigger man. So I just there's an opportunity to have sustained success in Kansas City based on the structure of this deal. Now they got an opportunity to address Chris Jones if they want to give him a contract extension. I mean, they've got around $3 million in cap space with Chris Jones accounting for $16 million on a franchise tag on their cap already. So they can get that deal done before the season starts if they choose to. So, I mean, they have options because Pat Mahomes took this kind of a contract with this type of structure. And that's why I don't see Kansas City falling off anytime soon.
No, they're going to be good for a really
long
time.
But Dave, here's the one thing I do take a little bit of offense to. Maybe not offense. Maybe that's too strong. I don't necessarily know you have to put a number of Super Bowls on whether Pat Mahomes is going to be worth this money or not.
No, I'm not talking about worth the money. I think he's worth the money regardless. These are two separate questions. In my mind, you almost can't pay him too much. And secondarily, what's the number, if you were a Chiefs fan, that you'd say, I expect this many Super Bowls? Like, I'd be happy with this many during the career of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, but that's the point, though. I don't know if you can put a number on it. I mean, winning a Super Bowl isn't, you know, just something that automatically happens because you got the best player. I mean,
no, I know that, but this is what we do in this world.
No,
right?
I understand do you think people look at his second year where he won the MVP as a disappointment?
No, but I don't think we can criticize the Green Bay Packers for only winning one championship with Aaron Rodgers when he was the best quarterback in the sport for nearly a decade and say that Chiefs fans would be satisfied with Mahomes even if he never wins another Super Bowl. I don't think we can do both.
If Mahomes never wins another Super Bowl and you're a Chiefs fan or you're from Kansas City or you're within that organization, you'd be tremendously disappointed.
Yeah, you're disappointed. Yeah.
Because you got to
be
listen,
you could be disappointed. I mean, you could be disappointed, but I don't think you could ever question if he was worth the money or not. I mean, if he continues
I think it's two separate things.
No, I'm with you on that one, Rick. I don't think you can question whether he was worth the money. You were going to have to pay him the money because somebody else would be more than willing to pay him the money. Like, if Pat Mahomes decided to take the Dak Prescott approach and play out the string, I mean, he had two more years with the fifth-year option at $27.6 million and then a franchise tag or two. If he decided to play this thing all the way out over the course of the next 3 or 4 years to get the free agency, Pat Mahomes was going to get a lot more than what he currently got. So, yeah, I mean, you can't argue whether or not he's worth the money. But I think Chiefs fans are excited today that you got him locked up long term just because they envision multiple Super Bowl runs. And if you don't get another Super Bowl run, they'll absolutely be disappointed.
100%, and they should be.
But I think the circumstances dictate how you feel. I think there's a reason why we feel like that about Green Bay, and we don't necessarily feel that way about New Orleans and Drew Brees. Drew Brees won one Super Bowl with New Orleans. Do we feel the same about New Orleans that we do Green Bay, or is it because of how Green Bay does their business that we feel that way about Green Bay?
But I don't think Drew Brees was ever looked at as the best quarterback in the sport or the best player in the sport.
Drew Brees is going to own every passing record there is.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
but
Drew Brees has never won an MVP.
Drew Brees has never been looked at as the best quarterback in any season.
It doesn't matter, though. The reason why we look at Green Bay as wasting Aaron Rodgers is because of how they do their business. They're not active in free agency. They don't spend money.
I thought it was because Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football. That's what I thought. I mean, even when I went on my free agent visits with the Green Bay Packers, I went on two of them. And all of the people that I talked to in the organization is like, yeah, we're trying to do everything that we can because it'd be a shame if we only get one Super Bowl out of 12. That's what they said coming out of their mouths. So, I mean, I think that was the big thing because Aaron Rodgers was viewed as the best quarterback. The fact that you only got one out of them is a little bit of a disappointment. And Pat Mahomes right now is the best quarterback and probably the best player in the National Football League. If you only get one Super Bowl run out of them, you'd be disappointed.
I agree with that. Look, we were disappointed that Peyton Manning only won one for such a long time. He's great. He's the best quarterback on Sundays in the history of the NFL, but he's only got one was the big knock that everyone had about Peyton.
Yeah, but that had to do with how he performed in the postseason, though. I mean, that was an indictment on how he played in the postseason. You look at Green Bay is because they don't spend money. They didn't spend money. They never had good defenses. They let Aaron Rodgers down. That's why you felt disappointed they only won one championship.
Mm-hmm. If I was a Chiefs fan and I won this one,
I'm not saying that Pat Mahomes is going to
be tremendously disappointed.
I'm not saying that Pat Mahomes is going to win multiple championships. I believe he's going to win multiple championships. But I mean, people making the argument that if he doesn't win multiple championships, he's not worthy of the money. I don't like that.
I agree with you.
I disagree.
Two separate things.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying and would disagree with those critics. If he doesn't win multiple championships, he's not worth the money. He's worth the money because somebody's willing to pay the money. Like, that's the part that fans have to get over. Like, they say, oh, this guy's over there. No, you know what? With Pat Mahomes, there wasn't an amount of money that could have been too much. Because guess what? Whatever the Kansas City Chiefs were willing to pay them, I'm sure there were other teams in the landscape of the National Football League that would have been willing to do the same. So, I mean, to say that if he doesn't win another championship because he's not worth the money, I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. 800-919-3776. Let's take a break. We'll get to your calls on Mahomes and the Chiefs, and if there is a number of Super Bowls you look at and say he needs to win. He's already done a tremendous amount, and he's 24 years old. It's amazing. Candy, what do you think it was like going to bed last night if you're Pat Mahomes and your head hits the pillow? You're 24 years old. You just signed a deal for $500 million. You just won the Super Bowl. I mean, does it get any better than this?
Does it get any better than this? No.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so, right?
No, this is about as good as it gets.
He's 24, Rick.
24, yep. Just won the Super Bowl. Place he wants to play.
Yep.
This is one of those situations where he's doing this because he wants the money. This is where he wants to play. And now, look... You know, you forecast moving forward with how this team is set up. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Rico, what's it like to sign a contract that long? Like, what goes through your mind once you agree to that deal?
That's an interesting question. And I can't even remember, to be honest. I mean, it was just
because as soon as I saw the deal, I thought immediately about you signing that long-term deal, like a player giving up his entire prime and committing to the organization. Like, I just wonder, like, what's the mentality when you sign that deal and how do you feel after it's done?
It's surreal. I mean, it's you can't even believe it. I remember when I got the phone call with the initial offer, I didn't believe it. I'm like, this can't be right. There's no way they would offer me a deal like this. Mm-hmm. And then,
how long was your deal for? 15?
Yeah, 15.
Oh, my God.
But that was me working with the Islanders because I said, I want to be an Islander for life. And mm-hmm. we have to find a way to work around the salary cap to make that happen. I want to make sure that at no point during this deal am I making so much money that you can't get players to build the team. That's why 15 years, that's where the 15 years came from. To keep the average annual down to a
reasonable
number.
No, I get it. I get it. And I think
it's kind of like what Pat Mahomes did.
That's exactly what he did.
Because he wants to win. When it's all said and done, I mean, having money is great, and that's awesome. He's got generational wealth. I think for him, what's going to be most important when this thing is all said and done is his legacy. Mm-hmm. And in order to build the kind of legacy that he feels like deep down inside he's capable of building, he's going to have to win. That's what we equate to greatness. Is now equated to winning
yes,
championships.
That is correct.
It's not just an NBA phenomenon. Like, it's like with all sports, it's like, okay, you can be great, but that greatness has to mean something. It has to mean you're putting your team in position to be able to compete for championships. And really, we're not just talking about one, right? You got to be in the conversation. You got to be right there to try to win multiple championships. And right now, Pat Mahomes is doing what he believes is in the best interest of that goal. And so being able to give the organization that kind of flexibility with the salary cap over the next decade plus, I mean, that should give Brett Veach and Andy Reid a lot of ammunition in terms of being able to continue to put pieces around him where they can stay competitive on that level.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dan in Ocean Township. You're next up on 98.7. What's up, Danny?
Hey, I just wanted to know, say Mahomes doesn't win the Super Bowl and, you know, the 49ers keep them from coming back. What are we talking about today? You know, does he get any sort of contract, any extension whatsoever?
Yeah, I think they
still probably get it done. I mean, I think this is the fourth quarterback extension before the fourth season since 2011. So, I mean, like, yeah, they still absolutely get this deal done. Like, to me, there's no question in my mind. Carson Wentz got a deal before his fourth year. Jared Goff got a deal before his fourth year. And Ryan Tannehill got a deal before his fourth year. And none of them accomplished as much as Pat Mahomes.
You're right, but would it be for, you know, 10 years and half
yes.
a billion?
Yes. I mean, do you really?
It only gets more expensive. That's what people need to understand. It only get the closer someone like Pat Mahomes, or even Dak Prescott, the closer they get to actually being free agents, the harder it is to sign them to long-term deals. You're better in order for you as a team to get the best possible deal. And I know when you look at $503 million, it doesn't look like the best possible deal. But for them, with how this thing is structured, it was a great deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. There has to be years in between, you know, you offering the deal and when he's going to actually be a free agent to entice them to take that deal. It's like in baseball. You're much more likely to get a guy like Aaron Judge to sign a long-term deal for reasonable money when he's, you know, 3 years away from free agent from actually making money. If he's making $580,000 and he's got, you know, 3 years before he's a free agent, if you offer him, you know, a 10-year deal at $100 million, he's probably going to consider it.
Absolutely. But once you get closer, once you get closer to free agency, a guy is more willing to take that chance because there's less opportunities for him to get injured and not get an opportunity to get that big payday. It's kind of like what we saw with Mookie Betts, right? He turned down a $300 million deal from the Red Sox to roll the dice on himself because he's probably betting that he could get more than that.
I don't know what happens now with that one, though.
It doesn't look like a great decision now, but if we didn't have the coronavirus, we'd be talking about Mookie Betts getting a $400 million contract.
That's right. That's correct.
When you recognize greatness as a team, you're better off getting the deal done sooner rather than later.
Yes. Which is the mistake that the Dallas Cowboys made.
Yeah. And
by not taking care of Dak Prescott after his third year.
I really honestly believe that they don't think that Dak Prescott is a great quarterback.
Well, they cannot think he's a great quarterback, Dave, but he don't have to be a great quarterback to get paid on the open market. I mean, you saw what happened with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins wasn't a great quarterback. Kirk Cousins didn't have any playoff wins when he got to the open market. But he still got a $28 million a year contract.
Yep.
All guaranteed.
Yeah, but
and then
they
just re-signed him after the second year of that deal. So to me, it's ridiculous to say, oh, well, we don't think he's that great of a quarterback where we're going to make him the highest paid quarterback. They didn't want to get to that Russell Wilson number. You don't think that Dak Prescott's contract extension is going to exceed that Russell Wilson number now?
But it didn't have to. That's the point.
It didn't have to, but I'm just saying in terms of how they were looking at it, they didn't want to touch that number. They didn't want to go to $35 million a year. Well, now Pat Mahomes has got it at $45 million a year. He's moved the goalpost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how smart do the San Francisco 49ers look right now?
Geniuses.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Geniuses.
It doesn't have to be greatness. If you recognize that you like this quarterback enough that he's going to be your starting quarterback for the foreseeable future,
yes,
then you get the deal done. Because you realize the next guy to sign after Dak Prescott is going to be the highest paid.
But what else could it be going into their mindset, though?
Well, they back themselves into a corner now.
They just
now.
Don't believe in Prescott, no?
Well, no. Listen, now they're at a point where there's no going back. Now they're stuck. Because Dak Prescott, if he chooses to force their hand, is going to make more money in 2 years than Pat Mahomes will make in three.
Well, Ricky, here's the thing. If Dak Prescott plays out the franchise tag, say the Cowboys franchise him the next 3 years, high likelihood that they won't, but say they do. You're talking about him making north of $40 million a year anyway. It's going to be 31, 37, and 54.
Chris,
what are we talking about? Like, so if you're Dak Prescott, why would you take anything less than $40 million a year?
Pat Mahomes just signed. I mean, at signing, Pat Mahomes got $63 million. If Dak Prescott plays the next 2 years, he's going to make more than that in the 2 years than Pat Mahomes.
He's
going to
make $69 million. Bucks.
Yep.
So, I mean, now all the leverage has swung to Dak Prescott.
It's all in his court now.
They should not have let him play. They should not have let him start year four without a contract extension.
Yeah, they messed up. And they would have probably gotten him at a decent number.
It would have been a good number, Dave.
And now you won't.
Nope.
And now you won't. Let's go quickly to Sal and Dutchess. I think Sal has some great points. Sal, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. I know I'm going to tick somebody off, but Chris, what you just said about Cousins, at least Cousins got them closer to the Super Bowl than Zach Prescott's going to get them. That's what I'm going to say. If Steve Jones is taking any control of his father's money and saying, Dad, let's not do this because he's not going to get us to where we want to be.
How has Cousins gotten them closer to where Dak Prescott has gotten the Cowboys? Please explain that to me.
He got him closer to the Super Bowl.
They got the same spot, didn't they?
They got to the divisional round. Dak Prescott did it twice. What are you talking about?
I think he got him. No, I think – didn't he get – like when they did that thing with the Saints or whatever happened with that.
They beat him in the wild card round. They advanced to the divisional round, and they got killed by San Francisco. Conversely,
the Minneapolis Miracle was not – But he's confused. The Minneapolis Miracle is not Kirk
Cousins. Yeah, that was Keenum, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let me say another thing. Now, Prescott last year had an easy, you know, easy way through. He should have been closer, but they beat the teams that were under 500. He's not going to get that baby schedule. This year, he's got to
Okay, time out for a quick second. Yeah. Okay, you want to start leaning on statistics? Okay, you're right. I mean, against good teams, against playoff teams, Dak Prescott wasn't great. I think going into Week 17, losing that game to the Eagles was a huge negative for Dak Prescott.
They're crippled, and they still lost.
Okay, but time out. The team is built to win now. This is a Super Bowl-caliber team now. If it's not Dak Prescott, where are they going with who's the quarterback going to be?
Thank you. Andy Dalton, I think, could do it. But what I'm
Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, who's never won a playoff game? Are you kidding me? Yeah, Andy Dalton.
They were in Cincinnati. Look at the division they were in. This division they're in is so easy because the Giants and Washington haven't been good for a long while. That's four easy wins right
now. You feel like a guy that's never won a playoff game after being a starter for 8-plus years in the NFL. He's never won a playoff game. He's going to be the guy that's going to get the Cowboys closer to a Super Bowl than Dak Prescott? I just don't understand what evidence you're basing that off of. Dak Prescott has a playoff win. That's one more than Andy Dalton. Dak Prescott has won the division, what, twice since he's been the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys? I don't understand why people want to tear him down. And Rick asked the most important question: with a roster that's ready to win now, who's the better alternative? Who's like the clear better alternative to Dak Prescott that's going to fit in the Dallas Cowboys salary cap?
There isn't one.
Exactly.
And it's not
no,
Andy
he
Dalton.
Gives you the best chance of winning.
He's the face of your franchise, man. I mean, he is the face of your franchise.
Andy Dalton.
And you push this to a point where now he has the control of the situation.
Yep. Now it will end up in a disaster.
I got an unbelievable stat, too. You want to tease it? I have an unbelievable stat.
Yeah, let's tease it. Sal and Dutch is one of the great calls we've had on the station in quite a while, by the way. All right, Andy from Merrick. How about the fact that Santiago, who's been very good during this pandemic, though, he's got laugh tracks, he's got buzzers. Like, this guy called with things that Santi didn't like.
That whole thing was comedy, so I may as well.
All of a sudden, he's ready to go. He's double barreling here.
All of a sudden, he turned into Fred Norris for a quick second.
Yeah, right?
Just bang, bang, bang. He's got the sounds all lined up.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Zach Prescott. Great call. Great quality call there, Dave. Great job.
Listen, I didn't put him on the air. I just saw that he had an interesting and accurate point, and I let him get on.
Oh, but very
accurate. He was waiting
for
me.
Doesn't even know the guy's name. Doesn't know what Kirk Cousins did with
the
Vikings.
I actually thought, I should have known. Santi, I should have known. Dave actually says, I think he's got some good points.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Knew right away.
And I think
such
he did.
Bad guy.
Some very, very salient points from the great Sal and Duchess. All right. The great Mike Tenenbaum will join us at 11 o'clock, I imagine, with Smoothie. But we'll find out from him in about 7 minutes from right now. Let's bring him in. Andy from Merrick with his trivia questions of the day. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. Yes, it is an NBA Tuesday. Three questions plus the red, white, and blue bonus ball. Mr. Canty, you ready?
I'm ready, Andy. What you got for me today?
I got your purple and gold question. So,
all right.
Kobe Bryant, of course, is the L.A. Lakers' all-time leading scorer with over 33,000 points. My question is, who is number two in points scored wearing a Lakers uniform?
Points scored wearing a Lakers uniform. Let me think about it. I gotta think it's Kareem.
Kareem it's is be Kareem. 1,000 points short. He's number three.
The logo, Chris.
It's Jerry West?
Yeah. It's Jerry West. Yeah, Kareem played six full seasons in Milwaukee, so
okay.
Took All a right. little bit away from him. But All you right. got it. Jerry West is right.
All right.
Rico, we're going to take you back to Beantown. You ready?
Yep.
John, Hondo Havlicek is the Celtics' all-time games played leader. Can you tell me who's number two for the C's?
Most games played?
Yes, sir.
Most games played by a Celtic.
Havlicek won. Who's number two?
Havlicek is one. Is the Chief?
It is the
nice.
Chief. Wow.
Parrish?
Nice.
And that was a tough question because he only had four more than Paul Pierce. Way to go, Rick.
Where did the Chief go to college? One of the great questions.
Oof. I have no idea. None. Zero.
Centenary.
Yeah. I don't even know how you know that.
Because and they have a great nickname, by the way. The Centenary Gentleman.
Only you, Dave.
Only Dave would know that.
But now you know it.
Yeah, now I know it. Actually, that's a good point. Now I do know it. We should also tease, Dave. I mean, this is the perfect time to tease that you will be on the K Show today going against Don, correct?
Yeah, last one standing. Now, I thought you were on. You were not on yesterday, though, right?
No, I was not.
Okay.
No.
Did they reach out for you and you just couldn't do it?
I did not. I was out, you know, Aquamanning it up in the pool, so I didn't receive the text message till too late.
Gotcha. Yes, I believe 4:45 today I will be going up against Don. Now, who did it yesterday? Gordon?
Damer, yeah. Damer won.
And Damer won. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, good for Gordon. All right, go ahead, Andy.
All right, Dave, a New York Knicks question would just be too easy for you. So instead, I'm going to take you to the city of brotherly love.
Ugh.
Who is the Philadelphia 76ers all-time blocks leader?
Sixers all-time blocks leader. So let's see. So it could be Julius Irving. It could be Theo Ratliff, maybe? Manute Bol was there, but he was never a big... he didn't play that much. Sam Dallenberg was probably up there, too. You have any idea, Rick?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Just the names that you just keep going.
I'm going to go with... Oh, God. I'm overthinking. I'll go with Dr. J, then.
Dr. J, number one. Samuel Dallenberg, number two.
All right. Nice.
Timeout. Timeout. Santi, why can we go? Now all of a sudden we can play that sound?
What are you implying?
Yeah, it was very appropriate then.
Disgusted. All right. Continue.
Very appropriate. All right.
Bonus question. Speaking of the Philadelphia 76ers, they moved to Philly in 1963. From what city did they come from?
Oh, they came from Syracuse.
Chris Canty, boom!
Boom!
Syracuse Nationals.
Nice.
Well done, guys. Stay healthy as always.
That was wonderful by you, Canty.
Yeah, that's one of those stories that your old man tells you that you're able to recall.
We all have those. And when he's telling you over and over, you're like, all right, Dad, yeah, I don't
exactly,
care. And
exactly.
Then little do you realize that years later, it'll pay off in a trivia segment on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how that
all
works.
All right. Okay. The Syracuse Nationals. All right. And then
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.